Maybe, maybe. All right. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I need your attention because I haven't spoken to this chap in like a while. Now, today we are joined by a young artist whose voice, vision and journey already making waves in South Africa. It's music scene. All right. Hailing from Kayla. Hey, you kept on. He's a performer, a storyteller, and a proud torchbearer of his family legacy. Now, from acting, setting the stage with industry's biggest names, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, see ya, stand up. This is Mtwana. Yo, man, welcome back to the show.
Hey, man, I'm so grateful for you guys having me.
Welcome back. Now, you left me, man. You left me. Huh? I feel cold here in Cape Town.
Yeah, man. You know, I actually wanted to come to the studio before I left, but it's unfortunate how things work.
Why did you move to Joburg? First of all, let's get all of that out of the way first, because there's going to be animosity here between all of us. Why the move to Josie?
So, the entertainment industry is just a bit bigger in Joburg. I came here to push, you know, pursue my dreams. I feel like in Cape Town, I was very static, you know, staying in the same place. I think that Joburg's just a new challenge. And yeah, that's my mission for the next 2 years, 2-3 years.
So who have you hooked up with for a while there? Come on, drop some names. There's some probably big names you already met with.
I've been to a lot of studio camps. The biggest one obviously being Slicker on Life. Studio camps that they have. They have big artists such as Ginger Thrill, Touchline. Those are some of the biggest artists that have been in the studio camps that I've been to. I also recently shot an ad with F-Bob. That's now on the TV screens. I'm excited for that.
You should have told me. I could have hooked up with somebody there. You know, I've got some friends up there in Josie.
It's not too late, don't say I could have.
You didn't invite me along, so you didn't invite me along, so I'm not gonna indulge in that. Tell me quickly your stage name for the people that recently just joined us now. And awesome, Mtwana was on the show I think it was last year.
It was early last year.
What was the song that you released?
At the time it was Friends.
This song. Let me just give people a taste quickly. This was the song, and it already sounded like an international artist. You're born for this, man. And that one was on the charts for quite a while, no?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay, so remember, what you can do is, if you want to follow Mtwana's journey, and also make sure that he gets under the charts. 02. Oh, snap, I changed it. Last time we had the WhatsApp line, so we changed the whole thing to a new voting system. All right, so what we'll do
is we'll just send him the link.
He got the link. He's on the group of ours on the channel. So you can just need to drop. I want my song in there. So then Lucian will grab it and we'll play it and play it or dump it. And then what you can do is vote for that song on that link. The link will be available after the show. After this show. All right. Okay. So to want to tell me, your stage name, it carries a beautiful legacy. And can you tell us more about the story behind it for those that missed you last time?
So my stage name comes from my grandfather. My grandfather passed on the surname to me. Because he didn't have daughter, he didn't have any sons. And obviously, you know, as you know, when women get married, they change their surname. And he felt like it was necessary for me to take on the surname. And I feel like that's such a monumental moment for me. And he's passed on now, so my mission is obviously to just carry my surname as high and proud as I can.
Yeah, man, Ntwana. It's just, yeah, for me, strange that your grandfather, that and you took it further. It's now it's legally you Ntwana, the surname is behind your name.
Yeah.
Ntwana,
so
is
so
surname.
My surname on my birth certificate is Ntwana.
Oh, okay.
That's actually funny because my younger brother, his surname is my father's surname.
Oh.
So it's funny because, you know, same mother, same father, just and different surnames.
He must be cheesed off.
That's why it means so much to me.
He must be cheesed off. I would have been angry. I would have been alright, okay. So now you started performing at the age of 10, the age of the 6 months old, and now.
Yeah.
Do you have some earlier memories of you falling in love with being on stage?
So my I think a big moment in my career was when I was acting in The Beauty and the Beast that was showcased at the Artscape Theater. And you know,
who were you?
We were performing night in, night out. I was 11 years old only.
No, who were you? Were you in Beauty and the Beast?
I was Chip. I was the little teacup.
Okay. Can you pour me some tea, please?
Yeah, so that was me. And we performed, I think, for, if I'm not mistaken, about 4 to 5 months. Mm-hmm. We performed throughout, from the start of the year all the way to the mid of the year. And I just fell in love with the with you know, being in front of the crowd. You know, it was a musical, so we would sing. And I fell in love with that whole vibe. And from there, I started entering talent shows, and I won a few talent shows. I in high school, then I started making my own music, and I'm here today, still pushing.
It's still here.
Oh, and I also want to ask you, your single Friends hit #1 on the radio charts, right? So what inspired the track, and how did you feel seeing it resonate with a lot of listeners?
So Friends, how it came about, it's a summer jam. It's just a feel good track.
I think I felt it that entire summer.
Yeah, so when I heard the beat, I was like, you know, I need to make something vibey, not too much words.
Okay.
And got in the studio, just knocked it out, and you know, you don't know what song hits with people, and that was just one of them.
Okay, I want to get to this. I want to get to the new song, African Queen. So there must be somebody now. If you're talking about an African Queen, there must be somebody in your life at this current moment. So you do have a partner now?
Yeah, I have a partner. yeah, she's the African Queen. The song is for, you know, it's just about love. It's just about, you know, being thankful, being grateful for sticking by me and all of that. So, yeah.
So so she inspired the song. So how long did it take for you to write the song, though?
I think it took me... it took me not too long. I think my friend, actually, DJ Funky, who's one of the producers, he actually linked me with another producer from Nigeria. And he was like, you know what, listen, let's jump on this track together. And he showed me the beat, he organized some studio time, and I think maybe 2-3 hours in, we had African Queen sorted. In the initial stages, he was actually supposed to take the song, and our publishers were like, you know what, we like the vibe of African Queen, and they feel like it's something that we could put something behind, and we took it over. So African Queen became actually my song to release.
All right, okay.
Okay, interesting.
No, you're making Sia shy at the moment. No, she's blushing. I don't know why. Is it the pearly whites?
No.
No!
It's because I thought I had a chance. So I guess you're off the market, so it's okay.
Okay, so what can fans expect from you, especially for 2025? Any new surprises coming up? Some themes you're exploring? I know you're in Josie now, so Sliko is there. Yeah. So, and who else is in Joburg? I want. Costa is there. He passed on. Mm. So, AKA passed on. Ricky Rick passed on. Yo, this is almost my entire friends list in Joburg. Yo!
Tyler is still there.
Okay, so what's the plans for 2025, especially for Joburg?
So 2025, I just plan on doing a lot of releases on singles. Mm. That's my biggest goal for the year. You know, releasing quite a bit of music just so that you know people could like get to hear my sound. Mm. And I'm trying a lot of different sounds. I'm trying a lot of different sounds so that I can, you know, try to resonate with different crowds and things like that. Also, you know, I'm back into the acting. Like I said, on TV right now, we got a F-bomb that's on your TV screens. Just released at the right now.
Is it okay? Any you know, I know you're not supposed to talk if there's something else in the cards, but are we expecting something soon from your acting?
So basically with the acting, I don't really want to do anything that overshadows my music, you know. Everything that I do in my acting, I think it's just small, you know, deals where we could uplift my music at the same time pushing their brand. And that's basically what I'm trying to do at the moment. And I hopefully, you know, there's something big in the talks on my journey coming to Joburg. You know, just being that hustler, one of a big brands, we in conversation. So in the next 2-3 months, you know, I could post about that. But for now, I can't really speak about the brand.
I'll see you in September. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted to ask you, where can we listen to your songs, your music? Where can we get it? What platforms can we get your music on?
So on all platforms, you can just search Mtwana SA. It's all digital platforms. So that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, everything.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play Mtwana's African Queen. She is the in-house, no? No, she is the...
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her. Okay. She's not here at the moment. Tell her the song's gonna play now live on 107.7. After this, I hope you are ready for our lyric challenge. I hope you are ready for that one. So stay tuned. But here's Africa Queen. This is Mtwana.
I just want your mind. Just wanna know what you do or don't like. Just wanna be who you call when you cry. Usually I never show face, but you got me doing whatever you say.
can see it now. I can see it now. Why? Huh? I can see that why she's the African queen. Hey, I mean, I hope she's, you know what, in each and every part you take on, it is the is a story behind it. And I know and I believe this one is going to just bring light in your life.
Yeah, that's what we hope for. That's what we pray for.
Okay, no, that's not what we pray for. That is what's going to happen, bro. That I can tell you now. All right. Okay, so now it's time for Lyric Challenge. Do you want to just tell everybody, have I indicated to you which songs are you going to do for the day?
No, you haven't. I'm excited to hear.
Okay, so, all right. So, he is, remember, he's still young. So, I win a little bit far, but so when you're from Cape Town, this is the kind of music you need to know. You know, if you do not know the songs that I'm going to play, and that which he needs to finish the lyrics, then Zania Kaapse Kunti. Then you're not from Cape Town, okay? Then you have to sing Welcome to Cape Town. All right, so you need to be the furthest we got is actually a 5 out of 5, okay? And that is also Paxton, and also I'm going to say about 5. With a little bit of, yeah, she missed about 2 words, but it, she finished it. Then Yolanda got 5, and the worst we had was 0. Okay.
Let's hope that's not me.
All right. So, it's time for Lyric Challenge. Here we go.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
But if you need my love, push and pull like a magnet.
From 12 to 3 every
Saturday. All right,
Saturday.
So here we go. You are you ready for your first one?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
You're messing with my feelings. Why you follow me? I can read the signs you're giving. Why you follow me?
Come with that, come.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
It's Eric Benet and Why You Follow.
Turn away from your desire. Why you follow me? Don't be playing with this fire.
Okay, all right. Okay, here comes number 2. You ready?
Okay. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection.
Make me your selection. So bold.
Oh, there we go.
Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you, love you.
Right, okay, that's 1 out of 2 so far.
That way I know I'm not
going to
be lost.
Okay, here comes number 3 for Mtswana today.
I get so weak in the knees. I can hardly speak. I lose all control. Then something takes over. And I
didn't, I know this one. I don't know the words.
So it's amazing. Yeah. Wow. And it trended on TikTok a while.
I get so deep in I'm just
talking
the words.
Here we go. Okay. I'm going to give you can we give him a half a point for that?
Half at least.
Okay, there we go. Okay. All right. Yes, number 4. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you can get this one.
Lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel?
To know that I love you, baby. I'm lost without you.
Yo!
To know that I love you, baby. I'm lost without you.
Okay, you got 2.5.
At least 2.5.
And you still want to sing
something, that's something.
Okay, all right. Last one. You ready for this one?
It started when we were younger. You were mine. Now another brother's taken over, but it's still in your eyes.
That's Asha, my boo. I don't know the lyrics, but... I know the song. I don't know the
lyrics. Okay, sing what you can. What It started when we were younger, you were my boo.
I don't know the
name. Yeah, that was the boo part.
It's Lottie Challenge, sir, and I'm going to give him a quarter of a point for that one. But younger, you were mine, my boo. Okay, okay, all right. I think they didn't do so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't.
Okay,
didn't.
A quarter of a point and a half a point.
almost got you. 2 and 3 quarters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's keep it there. All right. tell people we if anyone would like to book you now to come and perform at the festivals at parties. Where can people find Ntwana, you say?
Okay. So my email address is bookingntwana@gmail.com. And on all social medias, it's Ntwana S-A. So that's MTWANASA. So you can find me on anything, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all there. You can message me anywhere. I'll see it.
All right. Great, man. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, man. You must have an absolutely fantastic Saturday afternoon. I know, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. How long are you now in Josie?
I'm here for a few months. I think like 2-3 months now.
Okay, have you found anything to do on a Saturday and a Sunday yet? Especially in the afternoon.
I haven't.
Okay, don't worry, me neither. I was at home most of the time. But most of the time on a Saturday, I went to a couple of buddies of mine, chilled there with him, had a barbecue and so on and so on. Do miss Cape Town a lot. I promise you that you are going to miss Cape Town a lot because on a Saturday, obviously, we got a V&A Waterfront, we got Canal Walk, we got the beautiful beaches. I'm just making you jealous now, you know? just so that you do know what you're missing out. You're missing out on Sea Point. You're missing out on Camps Bay.
The beaches are the biggest one.
Yeah, you're missing out on Camps Bay. You're missing out on what else is there? The ice rink as well. So, yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Khan Goldberg 32. All right, man. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, man. You must have an absolutely fantastic afternoon.
Hey, man. I'm grateful for you guys having me. This made my Saturday.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Here is Ntwana and that song that was number one on Mzansi Hits and Mzansi Top 10. Yeah. It's Friends on 107.
Courage, but I guess the time is now. I should relax, slow down.
It is Ntwana and Friends on 107.7. This was the number one on KC on the Mzansi Top 10. You know that. Okay, you actually just found out
you
that
now. You mentioned that.
No, there we go. Yeah. See there? You're seeing Friends number one on KC chart.
Wow.
It was Mzansi Hit. All right, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for... is it 2? Already?
Yep.
I got the wrong news. The news department is going to kill me.
The big lips are funny.
Yeah, there we go. All right, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for news in Afrikaans.